We've got a question in here for you, Richard, from Roybath Milax. And he says, since the human body is evolved to conditions present on Earth, what are some of the challenges that our bodies face during space travel? I mean, we've talked about the unpleasant toilets. So what else is going on?
Can I quote some Star Trek to you?
Okay.
Leonard Bones McCoy, I love this. Space is disease and danger wrapped in darkness and silence. It's horrible. It's really horrible. So let's just get to space, first of all. Getting to space, you've got to overcome gravity and the G-forces pushing on your body. So you see those, there's a James Bond film where he goes spinning around in the, it must be Moonraker, mustn't it? Where he spins around in the centrifuge and he's
yes. Have you been in one of those?
I have been in one of those.
Did your face go like,
I was rubbish. I was absolutely.
How many Gs did you pull?
I think I only managed about three. I think three,
how
yeah.
How many would a real live
astronaut? A real astronaut. Actually, you're probably, with most spacecraft, now you're looking at three or four, about four, something like that. If the Soyuz, so we talked about a little bit about Russian rockets going wrong. If the Russian rocket goes wrong, the Soyuz they use, the escape system essentially will ping it off in a trajectory. And then you are heading towards almost 10G, something like that. It's really nasty.
Is that survivable?
Yes-ish. It is survivable for a fully trained astronaut. Absolutely.
There's no problem fully at all. Trained. What did they do to people then to train them to stand that?
So, well, they spin them around with a lot of centrifuges. It's also about the way
you
design.
If you survive, then you're destined to be an astronaut. If you die in the process, then you're probably not going to make it.
The main reason, I mean, yeah, 10G is absolutely horrible, but the way a spacecraft is designed, you always see them lying on their backs. The reason for that is because the force will go through their chest. So it won't go from head to toe.
It's not compressing your spine downward.
It's not doing anything like that. Not hitting your head. It's deliberately designed to go through your chest. And obviously, the way the suits are designed to pull these sorts of G-forces. Actually, the centrifuge I went in, which is this ancient centrifuge at Farnborough in southern England, that was actually designed to go up to 18G.
So we've got to space. So you've withstood the Gs.
Yeah, you've withstood the thing. And the next short-term problem is nausea. Almost all astronauts, however well experienced, however well conditioned, however many times they've done parabolic flights in what's called the vomit comet, which are this plane that goes in these parabolic trajectories around, they get sick. And the Soyuz spacecraft, which is the only one you can use to get to and from space right now, has it rotates slowly. So you've got a window there, and so you're in this spacecraft that's, you're suddenly feeling weightless, but also the spacecraft around you is rotating. So you can't even look. You know, they always say if you're on a roundabout or something, you've got your hand over your mouth.
I get so badly travel sick. I'm actually feeling, so I've been seasick on a pedalo.
You know, they
I get
say
really
if you
sick.
Feel if you feel ill, you know, you don't look out the side windows, you look out the front. But imagine that this thing is spinning. So imagine your car that's spinning as well.
Oh,
so that's that. Once you're in space, the other thing that happens is your fluids tend to move around your body. You're not subjected to gravity. And they tend to swell, so people get in your head. So astronauts really do have big heads. So fluids tend to pool in your head. So you get the feeling of permanent head cold in space. More serious are things like muscle loss and bone loss. Again, it's down to gravity.
So this is when you're in the zero-G environment.
Yeah, when you're in this microgravity environment, you've got loss of bone, loss of muscle, which is why astronauts have to exercise. I mean, they had a serious amount of exercise.
You've got to get some impact going on.
Hours of exercise, yeah. So they're attached with lots of bungee cords, elastic, all sorts of other things, to treadmills. They're shifting weights. And designing the space station to move weights is quite interesting, because you can't just stick. If you stuck weights in the side of them, move them around the space station. If you move the weight, the space station moves. So you've got an opposite force there. So they're very clever designs to make sure if they're moving a weight, they don't shift the space station's orbit or anything like that. It's also a problem with the urine recycling system on the International Space Station. So there's a buildup of calcium in the system as well, as a result of this calcium being lost from astronauts' bones. We've mentioned already, Chris has mentioned, the radiation danger in space. You're pretty well protected in low Earth orbit because you're in this realm, really, of the Earth's magnetic field. You're protected by this magnetic bubble around the Earth. But if you venture beyond that, then you can get zapped. Eyesight deteriorates in space. You can get brain damage from cosmic radiation. Disease, the immune system deteriorates in space. They don't entirely know why. There's been lots of studies on that. There's also, of course, psychological effects of being in space. So there's issues of depression. So right now on the International Space Station, they're doing an experiment on comfort foods.
Aww.
So they're giving astronauts...
They're sending them chocolate and stuff.
They literally are. Aww. Using chocolate pudding. So they're giving them tasks they don't like to do on the space station. So they give them, make them hoover the space station.
You've got to go and clean
station.
Out the urine.
Literally, yeah, it is that substance. Go clean the toilet.
Sounds like what I do with my
go
kids.
Go vacuum, yeah.
Incentivization.
So they're looking at this, because if you're going to go to Mars, you're looking at least a two-year mission there and back. So they're looking at, you know, if you vacuum and you don't get any reward, how do you feel? If you vacuum and you get a nice chocolate pudding,
vacuum
they love
and
the
it
chocolate
looks really
puddings.
Nice, then you could, that's your reward. Look, you've made a good job of that. Everyone gives you positive
reward. I want chocolate,
no, no
basically.
One thinks that, Chris.